We're back for a very special Valentine's Day episode of Reality Mums. Hello, Rochelle.
Hi, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Did you get anything?
I got a card and a rose,
Oh, that's nice.
and Stuart always gives Scarlett a rose, which is cute.
Oh, that's nice. I was actually thinking of getting the kids some flowers each because we're going out tonight for dinner as a family to a little restaurant that we've found that's celiac safe. So we've finally found somewhere that does good pizza for the kids so we can go
Oh,
there.
that's nice.
Yeah, but I didn't. I was thinking about it, like back in my 20s, Valentine's Day was such a big deal.
I see,
Such
it never was for me.
really? I got engaged on Valentine's Day to my first husband.
Maybe keep that on the, maybe don't bring it up today.
That on the
You're
down
not going to get it.
low. Oh, look, it was bad. It was not a good proposal. It was on the escalators at High Point, and I got asked, "So, do you want the ring?" Because we'd just seen one in a window, and I went, "Okay," and we just went back down the escalator and bought it. That was it. I have had
Okay.
terrible proposals. I'm not very good at the whole romance thing. I don't think I invoke these grand gestures.
Yeah, my proposal, I've had one, wasn't a big fiasco in front of people. But yeah, I got a card, and then Stuart always gets something for Scarlett as well. But I can see because he doesn't want her to be impressed in the future with some boy that just turns up with one rose. So he's like, I'm going to do it for you. So you know,
Oh, good man. He's setting a standard. I love
yeah.
it. Awesome. Well, we've had a big week. We've already recorded an episode this week. We interviewed Captain Jason from Below Deck Down Under, which was fantastic. And we've got more clips that we'll be releasing from that interview, but that was really good. There's not really much breaking news this week. I'll hand over to you. What have we got?
We really this week only have the Super Bowl that happened. It was on Monday. Listen, like I don't watch it. I was waiting for the Kendrick Lamar concert, and these men were running around throwing a ball, and they kept stopping because there was goals, and the time was it was the longest 12 minutes of my life. And here in Australia, on the actual, I'm happy to see some of the ads. You know how they talk about the
Yeah.
ads? We don't get to see the ads. We
Oh,
just
you
had
gotta
our
go
normal.
on YouTube for that. Yeah. Boring.
Been a little bit of controversy. There was a Super Bowl ad with Snoop Dogg talking about equality for black people and blah blah. Everyone's calling him a sellout because he performed obviously at Trump's inauguration. To be honest, I'm a huge Snoop Dogg fan, and he has put me offside.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Bit off. Bit of a
Yeah,
character judgment there, mate.
it's giving. He's wherever the paycheck is,
Yeah.
and I don't love it. Then we saw the halftime performance with Kendrick Lamar, and it had Samuel L. Jackson in there playing
Uncle
Uncle
Sam.
Sam. It was good. I loved it. I love his
I was
pettiness.
going to say, the pettiness for you, it's very on brand.
I love it. Apparently, Drake's people were seen watching the performance here because he's in Melbourne.
Yeah, he is. He's
He
paying
was at the time.
money out. Have you seen that? Like, he's just giving people money for having signs up. Like, it's weird.
You can't buy friends, mate.
He's trying.
Like, listen, I'd take the money. Like, I'm not against
No,
it,
yeah, no.
but yeah, that was really the only breaking news. His jeans are getting a lot of publicity. He wore a bootleg cut, which for a long time has been out of fashion. We've lived through the first round of bootleg low-rise jeans. He came out this morning saying he found them in his fiance's concert and decided to wear them just before. So it was like a quick decision, and now everyone wants
Found
bootcut
them in
jeans.
her closet.
And it
Bizarre.
was like a quick decision just to wear them. They suited him. She must be taller than him,
You know,
PS,
he's
because
five. I think he's 5'4". He's 5'4"
he's.
or 5'5".
Yeah, I looked him up because the kids were asking how tall is he, because he looks small.
Yeah.
And he is the same height as me,
And
165
me.
centimeters.
We're both at
We're the
5'5".
same.
We're the same. We're height twinsies. Oh, we're the same as Kendrick Lamar. Not that I really know any of his music. I didn't.
And we have the same petty level, me and him. So it's
You and him are just like kindred spirits. Do you think we could put it out into the universe and get him on the pod one day?
I like his music. Yeah, I think it's good. And I thought the performance was good. It wasn't as flashy as other years, but it's one of the most viewed performances. There was the
don't get that.
symbolism with the American flag. Did you
I
see
don't
someone with
see.
the Palestinian
Oh,
flag?
there was a Palestinian flag, one of the dancers, yeah, and then they got kicked out pretty quickly. I just don't think you can beat that one from a few years ago that had Eminem and Dr. Dre. Like, I was playing those songs in my car for a good 6 months after that. Like, it just took me back. I really enjoyed that. And I just thought this EU was just so boring. Yeah, did nothing for me.
I liked it. I can see it's not as flashy, but I think with the state of America at the moment, you've got a lot of unhappy people. There was messages in that that people really took from.
All right, time to talk about our shows. And yesterday we saw the premiere of the latest season of Summer House. It is back, and oh my God, I'm happy that it's back. And I love that it aligns with our summer. Because I feel like we're kind of living the same. You know what I mean? Like over in the States, people love Summer House because they're all freezing cold. And so that makes them feel a little bit more alive. But for us, we're like living the summer with them. Got a couple of new people. We've got Lexi, who's a model, and a new chick. And I don't know her name yet. She hasn't made enough of an impression on me. Lexi is flirting big time with Jesse Solomon. It, to the point where it feels like they're just on one big long date. He's really gone in hard on that one. And he
He's
gave,
dropping the L word.
I know, like he's obsessed with her. It's kind of a bit weird. It's like the first weekend, mate. Like, calm down, calm your farm. And poor Wes, I mean, as much as Wes is a bit of a dick, he's feeling like he's lost his boyfriend. He's there bunking together, which is so adorable. They've got their own beds in the same room together. It's really cute. And he's already lost his friend to some chick. But Jesse really gave me the ick in conversation with Lexi. He asked her if people think she's ditzy. And it just instantly, I got my back up. I was like, that's rude. And he's trying to sell it as being, oh, I like to play with people and push them and see how far I can take it. It's like, no, actually, you're just being really incredibly rude and insensitive there. I didn't like that. We've got so much going on. There are so many stories. You've got Paige and Craig and what's happening there. You've got Carl, who hasn't arrived yet, but he's going to arrive. And he's going to arrive on the back of the announcement, the pettiest, most drawn-out pregnancy announcement in the history of pregnancy announcements. How many minutes did it go for? Did you count them?
I know. It felt like when she said 8 years ago, and then when it flashed up saying, "Oh my God, strap yourself in!" Like this is,
It was
oh
just
my
a
goodness.
full timeline of her entire time on Summer House. Then they had to add flashbacks to give us context on it. She's explaining her entire history on the show and how she's arrived at this moment of having a baby with this guy. I forget his name. He's a doctor.
I don't know his name, but what I found funny is why did we need that background? Because A, we've watched it, we've seen the show, Hutton, like we get it. B, it's not like she was with him at the start and it's been a full circle moment where she's come back to him. He's a completely new guy. So we don't care.
We don't care, but I wonder whether there's a bit of strategy because she's an influencer full time. Like, that's her job. In doing that, in standing there in front of these people and giving them a lesson about all of her relationships, look how much airtime she ended up with on that. You know what I mean? Like, she's really dominated the narrative. And I kind of love that that's going to rile up Carl or make Carl feel uncomfortable because I can't stand that man. And when they show the clip into the future, where he says, I'm praying for you. Instantly, I wanted to jump through the TV, grab him around the neck, and smack him across the face. Like, I hate it when people say, I'll pray for you. Don't pray for me. Don't you dare pray for me. I didn't ask for that. Don't do it. I'm
No,
just giving you.
I won't be. I'm not going to pray to you.
You're scared of me now. Normally, I'm scared of you.
I'm not going to say it. Take a breath. But Carl gives me the vibes of someone who, that male who, I'm so calm and you're the crazy female.
Yes.
And
Yes.
Lindsay, yes, sometimes plays into that narrative because let's be honest, we're all a slightly unhinged. And if I was around Carl, I would be unhinged because I can't stand him. But he plays that very calm, you're going crazy, I'm not like that, where I do think he can be, have a little bit of a nasty streak.
Oh, yeah. He just comes across as so condescending, and it's like, don't start.
He's not, I don't think it's got anything to do with his sobriety, but since he went sober, he has this holier than thou persona. And I don't like that about people. When they, just because you don't drink doesn't make you a good person. Good on you if you're doing it for certain reasons for your health or you weren't coping or what happened in his family. I think it's fantastic. It doesn't make you better than anyone that does drink. And I don't like it.
Comes across that way. It's going to be such a big season. Like, there are just so many moving parts. I don't think there'll be any shortage of footage. Every episode's going to be jam-packed. I'm really excited for this. I think it was a great first episode.
Yes. I love the strong female energy that comes out of this show. Paige, and I know the other week we had an episode called Craig Conover Appreciation Society, but I am Team Paige. Seeing her, she's laid down that she has not wanted to be married. She's not moving. She has a career. Things change. Like she said, I used a sunbed in my 20s. It doesn't mean that just because I said I wanted to get married, then that's in concrete and that's what I have to do. Good on her for being and sticking to her guns. She never led him on. And then at the end, we see her say that he was texting two other girls. So I love the strong female energy that's coming from it. I like that Lindsay's in with the girls. And they all seem to be supporting each other. The new girls, the model girl, she's so attractive. Like in her, did you see her in her bathing suit?
Beautiful
Amazing.
girl.
I don't know yet. I want to like her. I like that the other girls aren't being bitchy about her, that or either of them. I like that they're accepting of them. I don't know how it's going to play out, but we'll see. And we've got Gabby back. Surprise for that. Didn't love her last season or the last few seasons. I feel like she just was like an extra in there. But I feel like maybe this season she's going to give a little bit more because we've already seen her not come home from the night out. We're seeing Kyle growing up a little bit. He came home at 2 a.m.
Yeah,
rather than 4 a.m.
boy.
We'll see, but I think it's going to be great. I love it. And this morning I watched it this morning, and I was thinking how great it is in our summer that we get to watch them.
It
It's nice.
is.
I would like a second season so I can watch them. Also in winter, because it is depressing in winter when we're
It's a shame that Winter House hasn't worked or that they've put it on pause, but they just couldn't seem to get the dynamic right.
No.
No.
The other one that we've been watching is Southern Charm, and it's still good. We were watching, so it was last Friday is the episode that I'm talking about. So Craig and Paige are at a bee farm. He wants to get bees and have his own honey or whatever he's doing. It reminds me, it's me and my husband, it's very much the same because he has a veggie patch that he loves and he loves his tending to his grass. And I'm like, he's like, why aren't you using the vegetables? And I do use them, but sometimes if they're a bit dirty, like I'm just going to go to the shop. If there's a hole in them, and I'm like, is there a worm? I don't want that. He wants chickens. I'm not getting chickens. There might be rats if chickens come. So the dynamic. Watching it was funny, but you can see them unraveling. The
They're very
pressure,
clearly on different pages.
there is so much pressure on Craig to lock her down, and I feel like they're making him feel less like a man. So the people like Miss Pat and Shep and Austin are like, you're going to accept that from this female. And I think he was really quite happy to accept it, but I feel like he's caved and she should want to marry me. And I get that he wants things, but I do feel like without that outside noise, they could have maybe lasted.
They might have had a chance.
Yeah,
Do you
Shep is.
watch did you watch Craig on Watch What Happens Live? Yeah, that was very honest. It was one of the best episodes I've watched of Watch What Happens Live. And
And I
we
think
get to see Paige on there.
yeah, she's going to be on there. So that'll be interesting.
Oh.
Andy is giving us what we want. Shep is coming off as a really desperate and insecure old man. It's kind of hard to watch. Whereas he's been the one that's everyone's chased, and now he's after this girl. He's like, oh, you must be the busiest 26-year-old. I'm like, it's giving a gross old man chasing a
Awkward,
younger
weird
vibe.
vibes too, like ugh. Makes you
Too
know,
much.
like if he would come up and touch you or something, you'd kind of like,
Yeah.
don't,
And you know
don't.
what?
For
I'm
anybody
old.
listening to this instead of watching it, I'm like having a physical reaction right now.
And we're old ladies, like we're his age and we're grossed out by it. So I can't imagine how this young girl feels. Like she's 26. So yeah, if I'm feeling like that at 43, and Whitney is a pig. I am seeing these boys' dinners in the past. I've watched them and I think it's fun how they all dress up and go to Miss Pat's house. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's giving weird energy and weird vibes now, isn't it?
Yeah, and I don't like him and he broke the chair and he was clearly heavily intoxicated. She kept trying to send him to bed. And we spoke earlier and you said, like, he's an executive producer. He had the power to cut those
Why
scenes.
would you want that shown? Why, especially for someone who is, I mean, he's obviously born into a lot of money, but he is a businessman. You know, he would have his business interests. Allowing yourself to be so intoxicated, so under the weather like that, to represent yourself in that way, falling off a chair, breaking it, slurring your words, being quite nasty as well. Like the words coming out of his mouth are quite mean. He's done that in a few episodes this season. I don't understand what's going on there. Is it just that he wants his moment to be relevant on the show? Because what role does he play? He's a drunk old man.
The drunk
Why are
old
you
man
on
who likes
Southern
young women
Charm?
and his mum's money. Like he's really in life achieved nothing other than having being born into money.
Correct. It's weird.
I liked watching Molly have a little comeback as her model, where she's like, maybe I'll just do a bit of catalogue work. I really like her. She's refreshing.
I'm sick of hearing about how she's put on weight and then seeing how slim she is. Like, I'm a little
Yeah.
bit sick of hearing about that and that being a big thing. Like, can we just stop talking about people's bodies? Yeah, just it feels weird that they're going through with that.
Yeah.
Now, while we're on the subject of people's bodies, we've had
Oh,
another episode of The Kardashians drop, episode two. We've continued with the dragging in of Lamar and the propping him up, aka Weekend at Bernie's style. You know, he can speak a little bit, but it is awkward. And things got a bit heated this week between him and Chloe. We've got Chloe sitting there not wanting to give anything. She does this thing where she kind of sits back with her shoulders and smiles with her lips pursed when she doesn't want to say anything, and it gets really strained and really awkward when she's holding everything in. But she did let it out a little bit, which I think was good because he is so clearly delusional about what happened, how it happened, the impact of his actions on everyone around him. And it's pretty desperate of him and inappropriate to be calling her his wife instead of ex-wife. He's calling Kris Jenner mum on the phone. It's just, I'd get angry. I'd get really angry with him. I think that they were probably at the point where they had to leave. Like she said, I have to go pick up my kids. But it was more like if that had kept going, it would have ended up in a huge blazing row. Like it would have been a massive blow up, which is fair considering what he put her through. And they showed all the footage of like the background footage of them teach of her teaching him how to speak and how to recognize his family, wiping, well, not showing this, but talking about the fact that she had to wipe his ass. It was, it was a huge time for her. And
Yeah.
she brought him back to life to a point where he can function again and talk again. And he's still sort of in denial about what happened at the brothel and denying that he took any cocaine with him there. And it's like, you went to a brothel. You were at the bro like, he's not even seeing how damaging that was. You know, then throw in the overdose stuff. Like, there's just so much going on. And it was hard to watch. I'm glad that scene's over. Like, move on.
But then they went back to it at the end,
And yeah,
where she
rehab
had a debrief with Kim and Chris, and I'm like, I don't care.
I zoned out. I was on my phone at that point. I'm like, I don't need to sit there. This is, we were talking before about how highly produced it is. Like back in
Yeah.
the day, the way that the reality TV layout was to capture real stuff happening with occasional interviews in between.
Well, that's
But
still happening on our Housewives. You've got the
yeah.
majority of them living their lives, then a small interview thing where they either make a joke or they make a commentary about something that's happened. That's happening on Southern Charm, it's happening Summer House, all the Housewives. Kardashians, you get a brief moment where there's often, sometimes no one's speaking, or you're just seeing something. And then there's all these confessional things where they explain it. It's coming across like a documentary.
Like it's like watching 60 Minutes, like a
Yeah.
special. We're watching a
So,
special on the Kardashians instead of
yes.
an episode of the Kardashians.
Yeah. You're not seeing the natural interaction. You're seeing them on the couch, like
Kendall.
Kylie and Kendall talking about, when someone's late and the other one. But I want to see that. Show me the phone call. Show me more of it. The surrogacy thing with Chloe, she addressed it. The little boy is so cute.
Is adorable.
But again, I'm not watching a 60-minute special on Khloe Kardashian's surrogacy journey. And that's what it came across. It was her talking to camera. Normally, you would have her talking to Chris or something, and they just film that moment. But it's her getting interviewed by the producers. That's why I don't like it.
It's not hitting. They're not. Every now and then I think, oh, they're getting the message. And then they just revert back into this really tightly controlled narrative, perfectly put together, face, outfit, lighting, everything. And I can't get past that. I can't connect with them on a level that you need to on a show like this to be interested in it. We had all of the Met Gala stuff again, which, I can appreciate the artistic side of it with the dress. The dress was made out of silver but made to look like lace. I couldn't get over or get past the John Galliano of it all, because we've got John Galliano as a very problematic designer who was cancelled many years ago, and this is kind of like his comeback. And I just can't help but feel like the Kardashians attach themselves to previously cancelled designers. You've got Dolce and Gabbana, they were cancelled for their comments. You had John Galliano, who went on his anti-Semitic rant and got cancelled. You've got Balenciaga, who they have continued to support post the inappropriate child content in their ads saga. Like, are they ever going to attach themselves to somebody who's not problematic? I mean, they
No.
themselves are problematic. And then to add to that, then I just, every time I saw a shot of Kim in that corset and just how tight it was around that section of her waist, where's your organs? Like, I get it. And she tried to do the whole, oh, how does the Bridgerton cast do this every day? They don't do that. That's
No
extreme.
one's
And
doing that.
she's calling it art. It made me angry. I didn't enjoy watching it. I didn't enjoy watching the process. I didn't enjoy watching the carpet. I too want to see her wear a stunning gown that she can walk in, that's not completely fitted to her and requiring her body to morph into something else. Put her in something humongous. I'd love to see her in something opulent. And that's right, she wants us to look at her body like that. And I'm just like, yeah.
Sick of
I'm sick of it. I don't need to see it anymore. I've seen it enough. And she's turning into Bianca's twin. She's
yeah.
practically the
So
same.
every time on Instagram, there's a Skims campaign that she's just launched, I think, in the last few days. And I have to keep double taking, thinking, is she using Bianca as the model? And not. And I was looking before when we spoke about it, the comments underneath, the imitated is becoming the imitator. Are you trying to look like your ex's new wife? Why are you doing this? Be your own person. So what is she doing?
It's not clear. It's just bizarre.
But again, Kanye's kind of controversial. He's been, I don't know, cancelled this week, and there was all the thing on, and it's a deliberate thing. She was naked at the Grammys. Are they just buying into that to be involved in the controversy somehow that they're, I don't know, I am sick of their out of proportion bodies and flaunting it, and I don't know. I feel like it's done,
Yeah.
but
We're
we
back
saw
to
her.
hate watching, and it's like second episode.
We saw her talk about the roast, and they were sort of glossed over a bit, but then she brought it back up in the Met Gala stuff. I know that the she didn't appreciate that the jokes were just Kim Kardashian's a whore or whatever, but what has she seen a roast? Because what did she think that they were going to do? And while I don't necessarily agree with the jokes of women sleeping around and or whatever it is, that's what the roasts have been in the past. If you don't want to be part of that, do your research, don't do it. Don't accept every single thing for the paycheck or the, publicity. Nikki Glaser is on there. She takes it, she cops it. She's a comedian herself, but then she gives it back. The one thing I haven't loved is where she got booed. I don't really agree because while we're hate watching it and whatever it is, she is in her own right a celebrity. Taylor Swift going to the Super Bowl, people booing her. Why is it okay to boo women? You
I
don't
think
see.
it's got a lot to do with what's happening globally right now. Like, look who's leading the United
True.
States. That's the driver of it. It's setting the standard that that's okay.
You've got toxic masculinity to a point where men aren't being held accountable and they're allowed to boo women. And then you've got moronic women who go along with it because they're jealous of these people. And I think that's not right.
It's
But
time right now.
I'm enjoying how this week we saw the power with Chloe not taking Lamar back, the little ex coming back and saying, I love you and I wish I was still married. She's like, great, but you've had your time. I'm enjoying watching Paige be strong against Craig and with these southern people who think that life is only about getting married and having babies. And so I have enjoyed watching that. I don't know how much more we're going to get of it, obviously, like with everything that's going on.
When
But
will
anyway,
it
speaking of southern people, we saw Beverly Hills this week. And Sutton, Garcelle, and Kyle are still down with Reba, Sutton's mum.
end?
It was a heavy episode. I watched it. I didn't love it, but I'm still enjoying Beverly Hills as a whole. Sutton went back to the house where her father committed suicide. So I think it was part of her recovery and being able to move forward. But it wasn't like a fun episode to watch. It's
No,
very
not at
sad.
all.
Seeing her and her mum repair their relationship to a level where they can sort of move forward and it was a little bit less awkward was nice. And watching Kyle, Avi, and Garcelle listening around the corner was that was cute. And then we've seen Erica, Dorit, and
Bose.
Bose have a dinner. And they're talking Dorit through because she spoke to PK and apparently he was normal. And Bose and Erica are saying, just be careful. He's going to try and take you for everything. They're being really good to her. And I like seeing that. And as you said last week, Erica's being a really good friend.
She is, and it became really evident in this week's episode that she's really got no storyline other than the fact that she's brought on board this Australian interior designer to redesign her house. That's the theme every week. And normally we'd be like, that's so boring, you're bringing nothing to the show. But it's showing the strength in her character that we still want to see her every week because she is being such a real and honest friend, and her qualities are shining through. And that's enough. Like, she's enough of an entertainer that we're satisfied with that. We don't need her to have some big, elaborate storyline. Just be you, and we'll watch and we'll love it. And
Because
I really like that.
she's had a hard exterior. And then when we saw her going through the really hard times with Tom, there was no sympathy. Well, what we thought, and even on the show, they were saying, you're not expressing any sympathy for the victims. But she was saying, I've done nothing wrong. Okay, fine, that's done. She's come back and now she's supporting her friends. And it's great to watch.
It's really
It's
good to watch.
nice.
I'm still enjoying it. There's some chatter around that it's a really boring season, but I think it delivers. You
I
had
like it.
Andy was talking with Lisa Rinna the other day and called her out because she likened Beverly Hills to the Titanic. And he was trying to
Yes.
get an apology out of her, and she basically gave him a non-apology, and he called her out on it as well. It was good. I like Beverly Hills and keep it going and keep the same formula, keep the same people because we love it. To wrap up the week, we've got Below Deck Down Under. We're only a couple of episodes in. It was a much shorter episode, thank God. We didn't have to sit through 52 minutes this week. I think it was down to the 40 odd. Yeah. Look, our episode with Captain Jason is up. So we interviewed him on Wednesday of this week, and we got to talk about a whole range of things. We bagged him out for his mullet because the mullet has made an appearance in the first two episodes. That needs to go. I'm sorry, but leave that in the 90s. We talked
As it
about Chef
always is.
Serena because the editing, what we're being presented with right now, isn't really showing Serena in a positive light in that she's not using the sous chef to the best of his abilities. Like he's kind of twiddling his thumbs a little bit. But it was good to get a different perspective from Captain Jason that, as the sous chef and coming onto a new boat, instead of telling everyone how it used to work where you worked before, show support and empathy to your boss, the head chef. And then it sort of comes from there. So I think he kind of came in a bit like guns blazing, like, I'm really good. I should be doing this. This is what I've been doing. And then Zarina, as a result, has maybe got her back up a little bit and isn't using him to the best of his abilities.
Great.
Yeah. So just. Yeah.
I feel like she wanted to give him responsibility, but when she was met with the when she tried to interview him,
Yeah.
I feel like the questioning was a bit strange from her because it did come across like an interview. Rather than saying, what's your strengths, what's your weaknesses, you'd say, what do you love to prepare? Do you love breakfast service? Do you love dinner service? What's your The way she questioned might have been a bit awkward. I can see the intention behind it, but I think from that first interaction, it's snowballing.
Yeah. It's an interesting crew. I think that we're going to see some violent outbursts later on in the season. Harry, I love. He's so. I seem to remember not liking Harry because he's such a dork. But I know that he grew on me by the end of the last season that he was in. And he's just so silly and so naive and cute and dorky still. Like, I like Harry. I think he's a good addition.
I love that he's like, I want to be a captain. He sees Captain Jason pitching in, taking out rubbish, helping out with service. So he's like, let me help in the like doing the
Yeah.
bedrooms. And I think that was good.
Yeah. So we'll see how it plays out. Below Deck overall, all the franchises have dipped a little bit in their viewerships. Like, I think there needs to be a bit of a change up. We'll see what this one delivers, but a good solid two episodes. And we obviously love being able to catch up with Captain Jason being a fellow Aussie and, sharing our love of M&Ms and giving him shit for putting his contact lenses in by himself and having a mullet. So,
Yeah, he's a
good
good
times.
sport.
He is a good
Yeah.
sport. We love a good sport. Our humour isn't always everyone's cup of tea or that they understand it. We know that when we interview anyone from, Below Deck Down Under, we're going to be met with the same level of humour and understanding. So that's good. Yeah. But it's been a big week and looking forward. We've got, is there a new show premiering next week? I feel like there's a new show
There should be
coming.
another Housewives, I imagine, soon. We might have Atlanta soon.
Atlanta
I'm not
and.
sure because I'm not watching Potomac.
Oh,
But there
no.
must be something to fill in at the start of the week there
And we've got the
somewhere.
new Denise Richards, which is coming out in March. So that's
Oh,
not
my.
far away. That's next month. That's only a couple of weeks away. We're in a short month. So, yeah, good times. Well, happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Lovely chatting, always.
Yeah, it was good to chat. We will chat next week. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the sunshine. And thank you to everybody for listening in.
Bye.
Bye. That was
Done.
awkward. Oh,
Just fit in. It. Bye.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.